Massive anti-government rally shocks nation. The largest anti-government rally in U.S. history took place on Saturday, with an estimated 8 million people attending the No Kings demonstration. The event was sparked by the recent murders of two neighbors by armed thugs in Minneapolis, Minnesota, who were reportedly employed by the government. This act of violence has left many Americans feeling outraged and determined to make their voices heard. The rally's organizers had initially claimed that only 17 people attended, but news reports quickly debunked this number, revealing a massive turnout that defied expectations. The sheer scale of the event is a testament to the growing frustration with the current administration among the American public. As the crowd gathered in front of a federal courthouse and city hall, it was clear that these were not ordinary protesters. Many were visibly shaken by the recent events, but they remained resolute in their determination to express their dissent. The atmosphere was one of calm determination, with no signs of violence or aggression. The presence of prominent figures like Bernie Sanders added weight to the event, as he addressed the crowd and spoke about the need for change. His words were met with applause and cheers from the assembled multitude, who were clearly inspired by his message of hope and unity. Sanders' speech highlighted the stark contrast between the two visions for America's future. He described a vision of a nation built on love, compassion, and human solidarity, where all people can enjoy a dignified standard of living. This vision is one that resonates deeply with many Americans, who feel that it is being eroded by the current administration. The senator also spoke about the dangers of a system that prioritizes power and wealth over people's well-being. He warned that this vision, which he described as a darker vision, says that democracy is too weak to govern itself and that more power should be concentrated in the hands of one person. This is a stark warning about the direction in which the country is heading. The contrast between these two visions for America's future could not have been more stark. While some see a future where all people can thrive, others believe that this vision is too utopian and that the current system is better suited to deliver results. The debate over the merits of each vision will likely continue to rage on in the coming days. The No Kings rally serves as a wake-up call for Americans who feel that their voices are not being heard. It highlights the need for collective action and the importance of standing up against injustice. As the country moves forward, it is clear that this event will be remembered as a pivotal moment in American history. As the dust settles on this massive rally, one thing is certain: the future of America hangs in the balance. The choices we make now will determine what kind of nation we want to build and whether we will continue down the path of division or work towards a more united and compassionate society.